Ministry of Education, Culture, Sport and Youth. Secondary Education. Class B Lyceum. Second Semester Examinations. Part 1. Listening. Task 1. You will hear three short recordings. Answer each question on the line provided. Write no more than three words, or a number, for each answer. You will hear each recording twice. Now, you have 1 minute to look at the questions. Recording 1.
Hello, is that the swimming pool reception desk? I was in your building about 2 hours ago. I've lost my watch and wonder if I left it there.
No, I'm sorry. No watch has been handed in as lost property today. Give me a description of it.
It's gold and has a black strap.
Now, you will hear the recording again.
Hello, is that the swimming pool reception desk? I was in your building about 2 hours ago. I've lost my watch and wonder if I left it there.
No, I'm sorry. No watch has been handed in as lost property today. Give me a description of it.
It's gold and has a black strap.
Recording 2.
I'm really glad we've taken up tennis.
Yes, though I don't want to overdo it, pull muscles through trying too hard.
That sounds like a great excuse for laziness. We need to practice a lot if we're going to stand a chance of winning the tournament, because that is our aim, after all.
I'm not denying that, but we're meeting people too, which is nice. Anyway, to increase our chances, I suggest we get some new rackets and shoes.
Let's consider that when we've won the first round, shall we? If we can't win with what we have at the moment, I don't think we'll win with anything.
Now, you will hear the recording again.
I'm really glad we've taken up tennis.
Yes, though I don't want to overdo it, pull muscles through trying too hard.
That sounds like a great excuse for laziness. We need to practice a lot if we're going to stand a chance of winning the tournament, because that is our aim, after all.
I'm not denying that, but we're meeting people too, which is nice. Anyway, to increase our chances, I suggest we get some new rackets and shoes.
Let's consider that when we've won the first round, shall we? If we can't win with what we have at the moment, I don't think we'll win with anything.
Recording 3.
There's a table tennis match on Tuesday. Can you and your brother play, please? Also, can you bring some juice and biscuits? We're playing at home, so we all need to supply refreshments for the visiting team. Ring me back if you need transport. 07779 87987.
Now, you will hear the recording again.
There's a table tennis match on Tuesday. Can you and your brother play, please? Also, can you bring some juice and biscuits? We're playing at home, so we all need to supply refreshments for the visiting team. Ring me back if you need transport. 07779 87987.
That is the end of task 1. In a moment you will hear task 2. Task 2. You will hear five people talking about their best sports memory. For each of speakers 1 to 5, choose from the list, A to F, which opinion each speaker expresses. Write the letter in the box. Use each letter only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You will hear the recordings twice. Now, you have 1 minute to look at the questions. Speaker 1.
My best moment in sports was the last time I was cycling, and I was really close to winning that race, but I had a puncture and I had to withdraw from that race. But that was really a great moment for me because I came really long way to achieving that position.
Speaker 2.
What is my best moment in sports? Well, that's actually kind of difficult because I'm not very athletic. However, I can say that my best moment in sports was when I was a child on sports day in school, probably when I was in junior high. I remember winning a blue medal, which is third place, for a relay game. That was probably my best moment. I think I'm just happy to hit the ball.
Speaker 3.
I think my favorite moment it was in 1998 when for the World Cup France won and I was with France, so I was really happy. And actually, it was the first time that I was in France and I saw how people were happy and partying for that occasion. And
Speaker 4.
The question is, what was my best moment in sports? Sadly, I don't really have a best moment in sports. When I played hockey as a boy, I was the number 2 goalie, and I didn't play very often. On my high school baseball team, I was the number 2 catcher, and the best player on the team was the number 1 catcher, so I sat on the bench and kept score most of the games, and I would only play if we were already losing something like 17-0, so I never had a wonderful moment in sports, and I regret it.
Speaker 5.
My best moment ever in sports was I only played one rugby game in my whole life. I played with where I grew up in high school. I played with the local weekend team, and I practiced many times with them, but I never played a game because I was always busy. But one day I played in only one game, and I scored 4 tries, and I was a hero.
Now you will hear the 5 speakers again. Speaker 1.
My best moment in sports was the last time I was cycling, and I was really close to winning that race, but I had a puncture and I had to withdraw from that race. But that was really a great moment for me because I came really long way to achieving that position.
Speaker 2.
What is my best moment in sports? Well, that's actually kind of difficult because I'm not very athletic. However, I can say that my best moment in sports was when I was a child on sports day in school, probably when I was in junior high. I remember winning a blue medal, which is third place, for a relay game. That was probably my best moment. I think I'm just happy to hit the ball.
Speaker 3.
I think my favorite moment, it was in 1998 when for the World Cup, France won and I was with France. So I was really happy, and actually it was the first time that I was in France and I saw how people were happy and partying for that occasion. And
Speaker 4.
The question is, what was my best moment in sports? Sadly, I don't really have a best moment in sports. When I played hockey as a boy, I was the number 2 goalie, and I didn't play very often. On my high school baseball team, I was the number 2 catcher, and the best player on the team was the number 1 catcher. So I sat on the bench and kept score most of the games, and I would only play if we were already losing, something like 17-0. So I never had a wonderful moment in sports, and I regret it.
Speaker 5.
My best moment ever in sports was I only played one rugby game in my whole life. I played where I grew up in high school. I played with the local weekend team, and I practiced many times with them, but I never played a game because I was always busy. But one day I played in only one game, and I scored 4 tries, and I was a hero.
That is the end of task 2. In a moment you will hear task 3. Task 3. Listen to an interview with an island caretaker and complete the details below. Write 1 or 2 words or a number in each gap. You will hear the recording twice. Now, you have 1 minute to look at the questions for task 3.
Hello and welcome to our career profile. Today we are talking to Ben Southall, a man who has the best job in the world. Ben, what exactly is your job?
I look after islands. I'm an island caretaker.
Don't islands look after themselves?
Yes, but my job is to look after the Great Barrier Reef Islands off Queensland, Australia, with the purpose of promoting them and their wildlife to the world by writing a fortnightly report in the form of a blog.
I don't think I've ever heard of those islands.
Well, now at least you know where they are.
Were there many applications for your job?
About 34,000 people from all over the world applied for it.
Oh, I see. What qualifications did you need in order to be selected?
The employers were looking for a good all-rounder. That means someone who is good at sports, good with people, has a relevant academic interest and background, and has a sense of adventure and energy.
Did you just send in your curriculum vitae?
Yes. But each applicant also had to submit a 60-second video demonstrating his or her creativity and specific skills. And 50 people were shortlisted for interview. 16 of us were eventually sent to Queensland for the final selection process.
So you had an interview on your islands?
Yes, the interviews took place on the Whitsunday Islands, and all of us had to swim, snorkel, sail and dive, and even to cook and taste local cuisine.
Eat local food. Why would that be part of the interview? Oh, did you have to eat bugs and other insects?
Yes. It was all televised, you know. Anyway, I got the job, and now I am spending 6 months exploring, promoting, and writing blogs about the islands. A wetsuit and flippers have become my new work uniform.
Well, good luck with the island caretaker job. We can all follow your explorations, can't we?
Yes. I'm going to immerse myself in the life of these islands, both on land and under the water. I already love to hear the cockatoos squawking in the pine trees and to spot humpback whales in the sea. Keep checking my Island Caretaker blog for details and watch my progress on YouTube as I explore the Great Barrier Reef Islands.
And what plans do you have for the future?
I'm hoping to write a book and present a television documentary about the Barrier Reef Islands.
Good luck!
Now, you will hear the recording again.
Hello and welcome to our career profile. Today, we are talking to Ben Southall, a man who has the best job in the world. Ben, what exactly is your job?
I look after islands. I'm an island caretaker.
Don't islands look after themselves?
Yes, but my job is to look after the Great Barrier Reef Islands off Queensland, Australia, with the purpose of promoting them and their wildlife to the world by writing a fortnightly report in the form of a blog.
I don't think I've ever heard of those islands.
Well, now at least you know where they are.
Were there many applications for your job?
About 34,000 people from all over the world applied for it.
Oh, I see. What qualifications did you need in order to be selected?
The employers were looking for a good all-rounder. That means someone who is good at sports, good with people, has a relevant academic interest and background, and has a sense of adventure and energy.
Did you just send in your curriculum vitae?
Yes. But each applicant also had to submit a 60-second video demonstrating his or her creativity and specific skills. And 50 people were shortlisted for interview. 16 of us were eventually sent to Queensland for the final selection process.
So you had an interview on your islands?
Yes, the interviews took place on the Whitsunday Islands, and all of us had to swim, snorkel, sail and dive, and even to cook and taste local cuisine.
Eat local food. Why would that be part of the interview? Oh, did you have to eat bugs and other insects?
Yes. It was all televised, you know. Anyway, I got the job, and now I am spending 6 months exploring, promoting, and writing blogs about the islands. A wetsuit and flippers have become my new work uniform.
Well, good luck with the island caretaker job. We can all follow your explorations, can't we?
Yes. I'm going to immerse myself in the life of these islands, both on land and under the water. I already love to hear the cockatoos squawking in the pine trees and to spot humpback whales in the sea. Keep checking my Island Caretaker blog for details and watch my progress on YouTube as I explore the Great Barrier Reef Islands.
And what plans do you have for the future?
I'm hoping to write a book and present a television documentary about the Barrier Reef Islands.
Good luck!
That is the end of Task 3 and of the listening part of the exam.